This is the Don and Mike Show.
How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Tonight on the program, one of our guests, Eva Mendez, is on the program. Congratulations. Earlier today, she won a Nobel Peace Prize. Yep, she won the Nobel Prize for being hot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. How about that? Hello, Eva.
Hi.
Eva Mendez is on the show right now.
This will be Christmas come
I'm
early.
I'm really happy this worked out, guys.
You've got to be going
thank
out of your
you.
Mind busy with all you have to do with the
love
debut
you.
Of the show. And
love you.
Thank you for coming on our airwaves. We are in love with you.
I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit, but I got to tell you, I'm giving this movie so much energy and love and enthusiasm because I love this film.
Well, Eva, if I may call you, maybe be so bold as to call you Eva. I have pictured myself in many different situations with you. Never in this one. Never in this one.
Never that we'd have her on the show.
Never speaking to you on
right.
the radio.
Interesting. Okay.
May I tell you, of course, with you and Denzel, with you and Training Day, outstanding. Love it, love it, love it. Fell in love with you. Saw you on the Regis and Kelly show today.
Yes.
Sorry that Regis wasn't there, but my God, do you ever get tired of people telling you how incredibly hot you are?
Never. No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you know, I like all girls. I have my good days and my bad days, and
I can't imagine.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question about,
and
you know,
talented. You're talented
you
as
are,
well.
You are talented. And I wonder about movie press because, you know, when you have to do this, is all of it contractual where, you know, you have to be here, you have to do this, you have to promote the movie, you have to,
uh-huh.
or is it partially contractual and part of it if you're really enthused about the project, you're going to get out and do it? Because I've seen all of you guys, Joaquin, Mark Wahlberg, you guys seem to be promoting this movie with a great deal of enthusiasm.
Well, the thing is, some of it is contractual, and a lot of it that's been going on with us is, you know, the fact that we love this film. We love the filmmaker Joaquin, and Mark worked with him a few years ago on The Yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the newcomer to the group. I'm in love with this film, and it's one of those things that I want to go above and beyond. I could have stopped on Monday, and I was contractually fine, you know what I mean?
Right.
Do some interviews, do Letterman or whatever it is, but I'm going with above and beyond because I love it so much, and I just my heart is in it completely.
It's got
one of the best car chase sequences I've seen in a long time.
Oh, fantastic.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
In many of the scenes I've seen, how sweaty is Joaquin Phoenix, generally speaking, on a day-to-day basis? Because
how sweaty was he?
Yeah, I mean, in real life, how sweaty is he? And the scenes I've
seen—he's
not
a sweaty guy. Interesting. Why did it look a little shiny to you, or something?
It looked shiny, a bit shiny in some of the clips we've seen, and in other movies, a little. He's an interesting guy, and he's kind of what I've read is he's kind of off the wall when you're making a movie with him. I mean, he likes to mess around on the set and have a lot of fun, right?
Really, he's just very, you know, if it makes sense for the scene, he does whatever it takes to get the energy there. But if it doesn't, I mean, he certainly wasn't messing around or playing jokes when we had a lot of the heavy stuff. The days when we had to film the club scene stuff, it was very fun and jocular.
Jocular.
When we had to do our heavy scenes,
He just seems like a lot of fun. I mean, he seems like he's a fun guy on the set.
Yeah, he's fun. He's very intense, too. He's fun when it makes sense for the scene. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But when it doesn't, he's very serious.
He's one of those types.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But then when you have him, like, personally, like, we're really good friends, he's a blast.
Do you know that when I saw the first ad for this movie in the theater like 2 months ago, it's one of those when you're sitting in a movie and you see the barrage of ads and you go, crap, 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 crap. And then this one comes up and it's like, boom, Robert Duvall. Boom, Marky Mark. Boom.
Oh,
you. Okay.
How cool was it? I mean, did you get any scenes? You know, I haven't seen the movie, so did you get any scenes with Robert Duvall? Was it cool to be around him?
Absolutely. I love being around these men. These men are just at the top of their game. And I'd had most of my stuff with Joaquin Phoenix, which I'm not complaining about. But I want to do more with Mark Wahlberg. I'd love to do a picture with him where we have, you know, some
love,
some heat.
Oh, sure. sure, but just some intense scenes, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he's a great actor.
Mentioned again today of his movies called We Own the Night. It opens tonight, opens today nationwide.
Yay.
May I please ask, is there a Mr. Eva Mendez? is there someone?
No, there is.
Who is that lucky bastard?
That lucky bastard's name is George.
George, now, is George in the business, Ava, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, George is in the business.
And this is boyfriend, fiance, married?
He's my boyfriend.
He's your boyfriend, and everything's going. This is for all the men that listen to our show, Ava.
Is it George Lopez?
It is George Lopez.
George Lopez.
We've been in love since 88.
And it's going well, right?
I was 12, yes.
It's going very, very well.
And
it's going fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Going back to my near John Hinckley fascination with you, were you ever like in a layout in one of those cigar magazines? It may have been. I know what it was. Denzel Washington was on the cover of Cigar Aficionado around the time Training Day was coming out.
Right.
No, I didn't do. Oh, okay. That kind of cigar magazine. No.
Hold on. What other kind of cigar magazines are there?
I don't know. The minute that came out of my mouth, I was like, "What did I just say?" Yeah, I'm not sure where. I don't know.
You dirty birdie. I was talking about, you know, cigars, Cigar Aficionado.
Yeah, you know, like the regular cigar smoking.
That one. Okay.
I mean, you're Cuban, right, Ava? So you know a good cigar.
Cuban.
Do you smoke cigars?
I have smoked cigars with my father. Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. So what magazine did you think I was talking about when I said cigar? Did you think like it was a Dirty Birdie magazine?
I probably had a dirty thought. Yes, I'm sorry.
Are we the stupid?
I don't know why.
I don't know. You know what?
I think maybe I'm a little tired, that's where my mind went.
Let me tell you something.
Or maybe my mind's always in the gutter.
Not need to apologize about having your mind in the gutter. It's getting us all very excited here.
Okay, now the movie this weekend. Let's look at the competition. Quick, tell me what else is out there.
I'm getting anxiety. What else is out there?
No. The Queen thing, the thing with the Cate Blanchett.
People will not go see that.
Good reviews.
That's a big yawn.
Your movie got fantastic reviews.
You're going to kill The Rock this weekend. You're going to.
Oh, that's over. He's out of here. Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Oh, there's the Clooney movie.
There's some movie with like Michael Caine, but Sleuth. It's the remake. Not as good. You're getting the big reviews. Getting the great, great reviews.
Well, we're a fantastic film, and we're exciting. I mean, I just don't, you know, I think that those movies that you mentioned that I will not mention. No, I'm just kidding. I'm getting really competitive. Wow, this is crazy.
You should be.
Those movies are boring. Like, they're more like DVDs.
Yes.
You're right.
What I have read, Ava, is that the movie does belong to Joaquin, that he's fantastic in it, and obviously you're playing his girlfriend, so that's got to make you feel pretty good too, right?
He is fantastic in the movie, and I steal every scene I'm in with him.
Yeah, that's the attitude. I like that. No false modesty here.
I also want to ask.
I'm totally kidding. He's really, really amazing, you guys.
I also want to ask you, I saw Mark Cuban's name on one of the trailers.
Yes.
Does Mark Cuban actually have anything to do with this besides lining up a truck with money?
You know what? That's a good question.
I didn't meet
Mr. Mark Cuban on the set at all or anything like that, but it doesn't mean he didn't have anything to do with it besides just doing, you know, providing the funds. So I don't have the answer to that.
Now you're from.
How's he doing on that show he's on? Is he like still on it?
Did he get voted off Dancing with the Stars yet? Did he get voted off?
He's still on.
He's still on. That's so funny.
Could you ever see yourself on?
No.
No reality shows?
No, it's just not my. It's not my style. It's not my thing.
Well, also you're way too big for that right now.
Yeah, no.
You truly are.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man. You know,
no,
you gotta know
yeah,
you
yeah,
are. I mean, that is not for someone who's got the hottest movie in the country out. That's just, you don't go on that show if that's happening.
Oh, I don't want to say that. Those people are, you know, they're.
No, they're all very. No, I'm not taking.
It's not my style. I wouldn't do reality shows.
I'm not taking anything away from Wayne Newton at all. I'm truly not, you know, but.
How do you walk down the street being you? Would you explain that to me, to a layman, to someone?
What do you mean?
With everything now, with our culture of celebrity, just going out and doing day-to-day stuff, it's got to be, I mean, seriously, whether it's New York or Los Angeles, it's got to be a little bit difficult.
You're a head turner.
Yeah, you know what? It is a little crazy with, because now not, people don't just have the cameras and, like, the paparazzi, it's not just the paparazzis now, just regular folk with a video camera filming you and then feeding it to the internet or to TMZ or something like that. So it's actually, you're being recorded, and it's a little disturbing.
If you're going
honest,
into a club, if you're going into a club and or you're going out for the evening, are you a celebrity who will say, you know, just give them their meat for a second, let the carnivores have their moment, smile, and then go into the place, or do you hustle right in, or does it depend on the circumstance?
I think it depends on the circumstance. If there's real fans involved, then I tend to say hi to my, you know, to the fans and stuff. But
right.
I usually have a really strong character, and if I don't want my picture taken, you're not getting my picture.
Good. Yeah. And I think girls can get away with, you know, knocking a guy down.
I'm not a fighter. But I understand how Russell Crowe or Sean Penn could just bust somebody's head over it.
Absolutely.
If they're, like, trying to take a picture of your kid or something. I just totally get that now.
Mm-hmm. What about this story, darling? It says, Eva Mendez was so afraid of spiders, she underwent hypnosis to get over her fear. She says, you lie down, you relax, and he takes you through a relaxation thing. Is that true?
Yeah.
What got you so crazy about spiders?
I don't know. So ever since I was a baby, like a little girl, and then it's a true fear that you know millions of people suffer with. It's like it was really, it was awful. It was so limiting.
Would you ever see?
I got hypnotized, and it's not like it's completely gone, but now, I mean, it's 90% better. I can actually be in a room with one and not freak out.
So we won't,
like,
see you in the remake of Arachnophobia. You won't be
Arachnophobia.
No, you wouldn't do it. Would you ever do a movie like with spiders just to confront your fear? Would you ever do that?
No. I don't need to know.
If it's
an amazing piece of material, there's always a way to work something around that, because my work does come first, but no, I don't think so.
Could you ever, in any type of bizarro, parallel world, see yourself at any time being involved with a man approaching 50, losing his hair, fighting the battle with a 200-pound weight limit? Could you ever see yourself being aligned with a man like that? A man with a heart of gold, incidentally. But a man.
Oh, fantastic. Did you say he was balding or not?
Yeah, he is balding.
Balding.
Yeah, I find bald men very sexy.
Oh, so you're telling him there's a chance.
I do. It's something that has happened. I just did a movie with Ed Harris. I think he made me switch over.
Huh. And where are you on the weight question, Ava, as far as fat guys?
As far as fat guys?
Yeah, I mean, be honest.
I think a little gut is cute,
right?
But if it's like, you know, if it's like tipping over, I might, just for your health, I might want to get you on that treadmill.
I might want to go on there with you.
Oh, fantastic.
Ava,
okay.
Listen, we love talking to you. Thank you so much for gracing our stupid little show. We hope your movie opens number
one.
You guys,
I got to say, I did a few of these today. I'm sorry you weren't my only ones, but I got to tell you, you were the best ones.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Ava, and good luck to you.
Big kiss.
You are our only one today.
There she goes.
Sweetie.
Ava Mendez.
Very nice.
We don't get movie stars. We don't get movie stars, certainly, with their movie opening up tonight. That doesn't happen very often.
She's desperate, Jack.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
very desperate.
Yeah, she's filled with desperation. We call that lucky. We call that one lucky, luck of the draw.
Glad we could help her.
Yeah, and hey, you know what? Hey, seriously, this is the truth. Think about this. We bumped her, and she came on at a later time. She actually worked her schedule around to our schedule. Hey, that is just that is a fact of life. Huh?
Oh, you got to take your victories wherever you can.
Damn right you do.
That's right.
Yeah, we were a little too busy. A little too busy earlier. Said just can't do it with the movie star.
Too busy talking to George Michael.
Yeah. She came back and said, well, how about five? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, once we get done listening to the tape of Drew Carey on The Price is Right. We'll find time for you, I guess, m'lady.
So, yeah, we'll have to move around some fart sound effects, but yeah, we can squeeze you in. Yeah, thank you, Ava.
We like this.
Boy.
You know, if we were ever on in a city where celebrities could hear us,
yes.
Mm-hmm. There might be some celebrities that actually liked our show.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would think so. And I know you rolled your eyes when she said that. She gave us that little compliment at the end there. But you know what? I think she did have a good time. And you know why I think she had a good time? It was the combination of asking her about her movie and that raw sexual tension bubbling underneath her.
Training Day.
I still think, yeah.
Mommy.
And isn't she lying down when he comes into the room? And she's like on her side, and you see like the curve of her.
You just see.
Her right
boob.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You just see just enough to say, I'd like to see more.
You know, the one thing I read about this movie, though, this is, here it is.
What's that?
Rated R. With strong violence, drug material, language, some sexual content and brief nudity.
Yeah.
You know it's not going to be Robert Duvall.
We hope.
You know it's not going to be him.
You never know.
Although he's been nude.
That's true.
I think he's shown his butt.
I think he has.
In that old man movie he made with Michael Caine.
Oh, that's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Secondhand Lions.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
Did Ava say hypnotize?
Hypnotize.
She might have, yes.
Didn't catch that.
Hypnotize. Hypnotize.
This is Johnny Pick here, middle name Nit.
I do believe she was loopy and goofy and tired at the end of a long day. I mean, she looked great, but when I saw her on the Regis show today, she looked already like she had been run through a marathon of these.
You know, that's why I asked the question, because I am curious about, you know, how much is obligation? And I think the way I've heard these big movie stars talk about it, if they really dig what they're doing and they really want to get behind it, they like to go out and do as much of this as they can. But it's got to burn them out. I mean, they're literally going from one to the other to the other.
I know Bill Murray felt that way when he was doing the press for Garfield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was totally behind the project.
Loved it.
And he went above and beyond and did more interviews than he needed to do.
And Rob, who did they get to be the voice in Garfield 2?
I think it's still him.
Is it still him, really?
Lucky him.
There was a guy that was on Regis and Kelly Lee, that came in, and it's not Ashton Kutcher. It's another guy that's got one of those weird names, and he flew from Hong Kong. He had said that he flew from Hong Kong.
Was he in Garfield?
No, he wasn't in Garfield, but he was talking about the fact that he's here to do press for the movie. And I don't even remember. He's a young actor.
Is it Breckin Meyer?
It's not Orlando Bloom. It's another one. You know, there are a million of them out there right now, these 18-year-old guys that are making these movies. And he was
Jackie Chan
sleepwalking. Shut up. Just shut up. Forget it.
Trying to help.
Jackie, it was Jackie Chan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He flew in from China.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what? I just read in Maxim FHM, one of those, she gets naked in this movie, guys. So definitely going to go see this one.
That's what we wanted to hear, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, we can go watch the movie Pee Wee Herman style.
Yeah, bring your popcorn box.
Pretend like we're in the movie Porky.
Yeah, Cherie.
You get yourself a popcorn box.
And if you get the right lady next to you, say you want some of this. Ooh, look what's in the popcorn box.
You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
Hello, what's up, friend?
Yeah, it's you. Go ahead,
Hello,
sir.
Don and Mike Show. Many things happening at once.
I heard breathing.
Including your phone call.
Hey,
Radio gods, hey, how you guys doing? We're doing great. How are you doing? I'm Don. This is Mike. You're from area code 775. Why'd you call?
Hey, guess what? You guys didn't even Google it. Guess who her boyfriend is?
Who?
George Hamilton.
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
stop
so
it.
Look it up. Google it.
Stop
this
it.
This is like when the guy said Google that Susan Lucci's mom was Phyllis Diller.
George Hamilton.
Get out of here, you retard.
You know, I will be embarrassed if we didn't know if it is a famous George. Is it a famous George?
It was one or the other.
Who is it? Hey, Rob, you know Rob's got one. Go ahead, Rob.
George Goble.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
No, but she said it.
No. I'm serious.
That's really bad.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm just serious.
We all know who the real George was. He was just on the show.
Oh. George Michael.
George Michael. Chicago!
George Goble. Who the freak is George Goble?
Oh, I don't even know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Was he on Hollywood Squares?
You know who he was.
At one point he was.
I really don't.
He was one of those characters that would go on game shows and talk shows and really maybe a couple of movies, but that's about it.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Comedian.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, just kudos to the producer for the interviews for the last couple of weeks. They've been great.
Yeah, kudos. Kudos.
Also,
or kudos. Kudos.
The guy who flew in from Hong Kong, that was John David Carr.
No, it wasn't.
Apparently not.
John David Carr. Was that the John Benet guy?
It was Mark David Carr.
Come on. Almost a perfect joke. It could have worked.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.